KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about the environment with Carrie Neeson, who's the Senior Director of Air Quality Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And Carrie, what did the 22nd Annual State of the Air Report say about Washington cities?
Well, good morning, Mike. It's great to be here with you. What we know and what this report shows us is that we still have more than 40% of Americans who live in unhealthy ozone or particle pollution areas. This is a report that takes a look at the two most common pollutants, ozone and particle pollution, and then it gives rankings and or grades to counties and cities around the country. So in Washington state, the most common pollutant that we have is particle pollution. And we have four cities who rank in the top 25 cities around the nation. So we have a lot of work that we can do to make our air easier for people to breathe.
Which are those four cities?
Yakima comes in at number 5, Spokane at number 11, the Seattle-Tacoma area at number 14, and the Vancouver-Portland metro area at 23. And Spokane and Yakima had the highest number ever of unhealthy days in this year's report. And we have good news for Bellingham. Bellingham ranks as the 7th on the list of cleanest cities for year-round particle pollution.
So those four cities that have the particulate pollution, is that because there's like a lot of trucking that goes through those cities, do you think?
You know, most of the majority of bad air days for particle pollution in our state is either due to smoke from wood-burning stoves or then those awful wildfire seasons that we have. So all of those cities were really affected by the horrible wildfires that we had in 2017 and 2018.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So I am a child of the mid-60s, and I remember L.A. in the mid-70s. You couldn't see, you know, a quarter mile in front of you because there was so much pollution. Generally, how is the air quality today compared to, like, 40 or 50 years ago?
You know, and California is a great example. In fact, I was just reading a story about that when in L.A. you couldn't even see the mountains, right?
Yeah.
And now when we go to L.A., it's like the air might be brown, but we can see the mountains. So there has been a lot of really good progress around the nation due to the Clean Air Act and some of the things that we're doing to clean up our air. One of the challenging things we have, Mike, is that the more science that we know and the more data we have, the more we understand how harmful these pollutants are to our lungs. So even though we've made good progress, we understand now that there's more health harms than we previously thought, and we just need cleaner air to breathe if we want to have clean, healthy lungs.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk about it. We are out, though, but where can people learn more about that and the study?
They can go to the lung.org, and right on the front page, you're going to see a link to the State of the Air report.
All right. Carrie Neeson is the Senior Director of Air Quality Advocacy for the American Lung Association. Thanks for letting us know how we did locally on the 22nd Annual State of the Air Report. Carrie, thanks for joining us today on KGMI.